got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
All right, let's see if Jen has it in her. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Katie Crush. Before we begin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I don't know. Well, I haven't played before. I'm excited to try, although I'm actually pretty confident she's going to beat me.
She knows a lot. She lays at home on her couch and watches TMZ all day.
Yeah, I definitely am probably not as pop culture savvy as she is, but we'll see how it goes.
That's all right. So what do you do for a living?
I run a department that does things like HR and training, and installations and logistics stuff, out at,
I thought so. I could hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
I was like, she's into logistics.
Yeah, that's totally my background. Yeah. I'm not at all.
Jen in logistics. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Anything fun?
I'm hosting. Yeah, we're hosting at my house. Right. About 20 people total.
Oh, 20.
So, for you. Are you doing the turkey or are you doing something different? A different meat?
Yeah, I'm pretty traditional. So, yeah, we've got two turkeys and all the normal traditional thick things. Yep. Yeah.
You're going to have a couple turkeys with 20 people.
That's
like,
awesome.
We do.
A lot of
people. Yeah. Wow. We do. I'm roasting one and my neighbor's smoking another. So,
Smoked turkey.
Well, I know we got to play the game, but if you could get rid of one thing off the table, what would you get rid of for Thanksgiving?
Oh, geez. I don't know. I think I like all of it.
Really? I'm going
probably
cranberry.
I love the cranberry. You need the little bit of that tartness with the meat.
The acidity to cut it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you're not getting rid of anything?
No, probably not.
Damn.
I don't know. I like all of it.
Any person?
Uncle Joe's a pervert. Get him out of here. All right, Jen, here is what's going to happen. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie. And now we got to boot her out of the studio so she doesn't hear him. Would you like to say anything else to Jen?
I've been laying on the couch extra this week, so yeah, you better bring it, Jen.
All right, so she is leaving the studio, Jen. We put her in a soundproof room where she cannot hear. I come up with the questions, so there is no cheating. She is in there. Okay, kick her butt, all right? Please kick her butt. All right, Jen. Here's your first question, turkey girl.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Katie. She's like, I need my coffee.
She ran back in and grabbed her
coffee. No cheating. She doesn't need cheating. Yeah. She'll beat me anyway.
No, you don't know that. All right, here's your first question. What is Kramer's first name on the TV show Seinfeld? What was Kramer's first name?
Cosmo.
Putting you down for Cosmo. Here's your second question. Who was the first person to win the TV show Survivor?
Oh, geez. John.
I'm putting you down for John.
I like that guess.
John, the big winner.
That's a great
Here is your third question for Katie Crush. Which reality TV show featured Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie trying out different working class jobs?
My God.
Do you remember it?
I remember it being around. I never saw it. Let's go with...
It's like
The High Life.
The High Life? Oh, The High Life? Okay, I'm putting you down for
I'm sure that's not it, but I have no idea.
It's a good guess. It sounds like a show.
Yeah. It's like totally hot. All right, here is your fourth question for Katie Crush. What's the name of Beyonce's athleisure line that is partially named after her first daughter? Beyonce.
Boop. I have no idea.
Were you going to say booty?
I wanted to be like bootylicious.
I'll put it down. I will put it down. I swear to you, I will put down booty. You want bootylicious?
No, I'm sure that's not it. Let's go with...
Give me something. I need something.
Boolicious. I don't know.
Boolicious. Okay. Are you sure you don't want to stick with...
I've never even heard of that.
You want to stick with boolicious, or do you want to go...
Yeah, let's do bootylicious.
I'm going to put down bootylicious.
I mean, it's more Beyonce than anything, right?
It is.
Yeah, all right. Here's your fifth and final question for Katie Crush. Please tell me, sweet Jen, which clothing brand faced backlash for a denim campaign starring actress Sydney Sweeney just a few months ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember that happening. I don't remember which brand it was, though. Let's go with Levi's. I don't know.
Levi's, all right. Did you know that Sydney Sweeney and I are dating, too?
She loves I me. Heard.
Yeah, she
yeah,
loves me.
Congrats.
She doesn't know yet.
Totally wants me. Yeah, she totally wants me. Jen, here is
where the wedding's next year.
Oh, it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. Let's be honest, Jen.
Oh,
we're our friends here. How do you feel like you did?
I am very confident I got one right.
I like the confidence, Jen.
You know, I feel like it
and it's
was
the throwback one.
Yeah, I feel like it was all because you started your call with, "I don't think I'm going to win today. I think Katie's got this." You know, you got to think positive, Jen. But we'll go ahead and give Katie the same five questions and see how she does. Are you ready, okay. Katie?
I'm ready. And you know, you're already a fun time, Jen. So there's Jen's, that, right? Jen's like, nice. I've been laughing.
We're all impressed that you're hosting Thanksgiving. You got that going for you.
Yay, Jen!
All right, Katie, here is your first question.
Okay.
Please tell me, what is Kramer's first name? Kramer from the TV show Seinfeld.
Cosmo. Cosmo Kramer. Yes!
Believe it or not, Jen also said Cosmo.
Okay, Jen!
Good job, Jen!
That's my one confident one.
Yeah, that was it, huh?
Now, Jen...
That's all I got.
Maybe just sit back for the rest of this game and relax. Maybe just be thinking about those side dishes.
Katie,
here's the second question. Who was the first person to win Survivor? What was that guy's name?
The older guy, his name, I know is Richard, right? Like, Richard, what is his last? Do I need the last name, too? Am I going to go with the last name?
There's a lot of Richards in the world.
There's a lot of Richards. Gosh, it's like Chili or something.
Richard Chili?
Richard Chili.
Well, I don't want to. I'm going to say no.
Why?
Yeah, no.
That's it, right?
Richard Hatch.
Oh, Hatch.
Hatch Chili.
Hatch Chili?
Really close.
That was close.
Jen just said John. Oh. It's Richard Hatch. No, you didn't.
But we both got
neither
it wrong.
One of you got that
we
one.
Both got it wrong, Jen.
Here's
all
your
right,
third
still
question.
Still tied.
We were much closer.
Richard Chili. Stupid. That's stupid. All right. Which reality TV show featured Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie trying out different working class jobs?
Simple Life. That's it.
Jen, you were close. You said The High Life.
They probably were, though.
Isn't that Miller Beer, though? Isn't
that's, yes.
That's
yeah.
The High Life.
Yeah, that's true.
You got a bit of a drinking problem, Jen.
Not Miller beer.
Not
beer. Yeah, right?
Yeah, she's got a problem with anything.
Here is your fourth question, Katie.
Okay.
What's the name of Beyonce's athleisure line? It's partially named after her first daughter.
Oh. I know her daughter's name's Blue Ivy. Blue Ivy clothing line? Is that it?
Blue Ivy? No.
Oh, what is it?
You're close. It's called Ivy Park.
Oh, that's why
Ivy
they named
Park
her Blue Ivy. That's right.
Is what we were looking
Ivy
for.
Ivy Park. Okay.
Which was a little better than Jen's guess, which was Bootylicious.
I like your answer way better than mine. That was fabulous.
A good pair of leggings should make you bootylicious.
Exactly. Right? So. It's not a clothing line already. It
you're
sure
not going to get a no out of me. Anything I can do to make my butt look better. Katie, here's your fifth and final question. Which clothing brand faced backlash for a denim campaign starring my future wife, Sydney Sweeney, just a couple months ago? What was the clothing brand?
Not old. It was American Eagle.
Come on.
Yeah it was American Eagle. Yes!
Jen said Levi's. So, sadly, it looks like it was, 3-1 today?
Oh.
Jen, I'm so sorry. You have officially been crushed by Katie.
Aww. Aww, but I had so much fun with you, Jen. You had a good
time. I still had fun. Yeah,
blast.
Thank you.
Well, we can't thank you enough for having us on in the morning and calling in, being brave. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, love listening to you guys. You too.
Thanks, Jen. Bye.
Thanks, Jen.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She was awesome. I liked her. Can I go to her Thanksgiving? That sounds fun.
No, the two turkeys.
Can't. Oh, I'll bring something.
You get handsy.
Okay, sir. I have not even met her.
Sir,
she just sounded fun.
Sir.
My goodness.
Well done, Katie.
Thank you. You
won all of them this week, didn't you?
You did.
I sure did.
Crushed it.
Crushed it.
Came to play. I'm batting 1,000.
That right
this
there
week
was a fun way to end the show. We're going to get out of here. Big Rob is coming up next. We love that guy, so stick around and enjoy him. I don't have a goodbye story. All I will say is I'm going to be taking all next week off for the holiday. Katie and Josh will be here for the beginning of the week, and they're going to take a little R&R. So I guess from all of us, have a great Thanksgiving, a great holiday.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys.
Absolutely.
One final note, if anybody wants to check out my wife's sweet potato crock pot recipe, it's a hit every year. I threw it up on our social, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook, and make sure you put in the secret ingredient.
You have to. That secret ingredient brightens it all up. But I would also like to say something before we go.
Please do.
Because it is Jeremy's birthday on
Sunday. We gotta go.
Happy birthday, Jeremy.
Love
that you're our leader and you do such a great job. And I wouldn't want to do this show with anyone else. So happy birthday to you, sir. And I hope you get to eat all the turkey.
You're the best, man.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
You are.
And all
truly.
The stuff you want. Yeah.
Well, love you guys.
We love you, Dad. I mean, Jeremy.
Oh, shut up.
We love you, too.
You guys have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for spending your mornings with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Denver's Mix 100. Have a hell of a weekend.
Yeah, see you Monday.
Bye.